Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right, with the emphasis on the right. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, and the lines are always open for you. Every show has a theme, and today's theme, being able to roll with the punches. Both of my guests have learned how to roll with the punches in their career, despite having very different careers. My first guest makes a living trying to predict winning businesses and investing in them in the early stages of their development. The hope is for the big payoff if the company is successful. And, as the saying goes, however, you've got to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. And so it is with angel investing. If you invest in several businesses, only a handful are going to survive, and of those, only a select few will succeed. So you learn to roll with the punches. Bill Barber brings 20 years of management and corporate development experience with him in the founding, funding, and development of startups. He has a degree in aquatic biology from UC Santa Barbara, just up the road. He has his MBA from the University of Colorado. He's worked closely with multiple private companies as a CEO, investor, board member, advisor, and with investors in private funding of startup ventures. And he's the charter member of Maverick Angels Investment Network. His background includes being the CEO of DVD Play, which was eventually sold to NCR and became Blockbuster Express. He was the CEO of Displaytronics Incorporated. That was sold to Celestra. And finally, he was an early employee of Amgen International right here in Ventura County. After that, he became founding member and CEO of Isometrics. His personal interests are very diverse, just like his background. He enjoys skiing, mountain biking, dirt biking. He was a competitive diver. We're going to dig into that if time permits as well. Welcome to the show, Bill Barber.
Thanks. Fun to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. And I guess the first thing that is intriguing to me is here in Ventura County, we have this venture, it shouldn't even say the word venture, it's Angel Investing Club. So that's kind of exciting. And there might be a lot of listeners out there that are either in their own small business, a startup, or they sit around the kitchen table at night, dream of having their own startup. So the first place I want to start is by asking you, what is the difference between angel investing and other forms of investing in startup businesses?
Well, when you look at the different funding sources that are available for early stage companies, it's changed a little bit over the last couple of years. Bank financing has been very difficult to obtain, and that was typically a space that, you know, early stage companies or business owners who wanted to either expand or start a new business would go to the bank. But since that kind of vaporized a couple of years ago, we've seen a lot more traction in the venture capital and angel financing space, where you're typically looking to someone else other than a bank to support the funding of the startup costs or the development or marketing piece of your company. You typically kind of watch something develop over time. You can kind of see in a linear fashion, self-funding is kind of the first piece of the puzzle, where you're basically looking into your bank account, funding your own company, taking all the risks, but having all the control. Then we kind of have a little section we call family, friends, and fools, or family and friends. Sometimes the fools part comes in there, but the idea is you can reach out to family members or friends who are willing to also finance or support your business, maybe with, you know, less requirement on the diligence side. And then it really kind of moves up the chain into angel investing, venture capital investing, and eventually bank or private equity And a variety of other pieces of the puzzle that might come in after you have a product on the market. But early stage and pre-revenues, angel financing and venture capital financing kind of fit into that post-self-funding space.
Okay. Now, those are what happens when you really start to get outside investors. But break it down for us. What is the difference between being an angel investor and a venture capitalist?
Well, venture capital is really defining a fund. So that is where you would have a variety of investors that might be institutional investors or private investors putting, you know, a big pool of money into one fund. And from that fund, which is typically professionally managed, decisions are made on where those dollars will go. So the fund managers will decide, you know, where you know, a piece of money will go out of that fund, and everybody who's put money into that has their pro rata share of that investment. An angel investor is essentially an individual who's making an individual decision. It's not a fund. It's an individual investor who's able to put money directly into a company and make his own decisions on where those dollars go and what percentage or structure he might have as part of the compensation for those dollars.
And Maverick Angels, your company that you're associated with, is just that, your angel investors.
Yeah, Maverick Angels is an organization, and inside of that organization, the members are individual investors, angel investors. And what Maverick Angels really is a set of processes that help those angel investors make better decisions on you know, potential investments. So the idea is to really have a process that identifies early stage companies when they're ready for this type of investment. Helps educate them on a variety of different aspects associated with what they need to be successful as they move forward, and provides a venue for them to get in front of investors and answer all the questions that an investor would need to be.
All right, so it's a package, it's a process. Now, let's say I've got some money to invest and I want to become an angel investor, because that, you know, the name sounds kind of appealing to me. I want to get in on the early stages of a company. Why? What are the processes that Maverick Angels helps me to understand angel investing more clearly?
Yeah, we have a variety of different programs that are both educational for investors and educational for entrepreneurs. And you know, so as an investor, you would certainly want to kind of go down the track of finding out, you know, how you go about making these decisions and what it entails. So you know, we have a structure for it. It's very process oriented, as I mentioned. It's the idea is first we start out making sure that an interested investor interested in joining our group is an accredited investor as defined by the SEC.
And what does that mean to be an accredited investor?
Very simply, it's a self-certification, which is, or, you know, essentially it says that you have either over $1 million net worth, which can be a combination of all assets, or a $200,000 annual income individually, or $300,000 as a family. So it's a relatively broad definition, and it covers quite a few people that actually don't know that they actually fit into that category.
And are there any liquidity requirements? Do I have to have so much money available in cash to invest?
No, that's not stated. The requirement's pretty simple. The idea behind it is, you know, essentially to be able to provide some validation that you'd have the ability to survive if you did lose, in, you know, the entire contents of an investment. And that's really basically a structural protection in there.
All right. Well, let's say I've got some money, and I've got your minimum net worth of over $1 million because of my house and everything else. And I have a passion for hot dog carts, and all I want to do is invest in hot dog carts. How could you help me to find people who are starting up businesses in that area and then train me to make good investments with those people?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's structured a little bit differently than that, but the idea is to really kind of identify companies, and particularly for the angel investment groups, you know, we play in a similar type of space to venture capital. We're looking for companies that are going to have, you know, a significant ROI, a significant return on investment, and that may be an exit strategy concept, or it may be something else. You know, when you're thinking about hot dog carts and how you define, yeah, I mean, that's actually a really good question, and how you would define whether that fits into the angel investment category. The idea is, what are the end goals? What is the exit strategy? What's the ROI potential? And, you know, if you're looking at one hot dog cart, that's one business, and you're looking at that as maybe a, you know, what you kind of consider a mom-and-pop type operation, where you would say, I have a lifestyle business. I'm interested in putting some money into it so that I can get a certain amount of profit out of it at the end of the day and pay my bills. Those are great. And, I mean, using a hot dog stand as kind of a, you know, an example is great, but that exists in, a huge number of different businesses across the country. And in fact, that's the major source of business success across the country. 30 million businesses in that category of small businesses.
It's the backbone of American business.
It is the backbone, and we kind of look at it as being in the economic development business for that perspective. But the if you're looking at angel investing specific to that type of a category inside of our group, I think the big question would be, where is it going? How would you make big money on it? And the idea is, if you were looking at somehow franchising an organization of hot dog carts or something like that, it'd be a different type of discussion.
Okay, so if I want to cover all of Ventura County with hot dog carts and hire people and manage it, that's more along the lines of what your scalability, something that would grow with that. We're talking to Bill Barber, everybody. He is a member of Maverick Angels, actually one of the founding members here of the Southern California chapter. We're talking about getting your business off the ground and investing money in that and making the difference, making a distinction between angel investing and venture capital investing. Now, Bill, what makes Maverick Angels different from other angel investors?
Well, as a group, and compared to other angel investment networks, which are there are many in California and across the country. We really focus on education, and there are a lot of great angel investment groups around. We try to collaborate with all of them. The idea is that we have our set of processes, which we've evolved over the last 4 years since we started Maverick, and we feel that they're, as they continue to continuously evolve, that they are kind of leading the pace and really helping the entrepreneurs really create a win-win situation. The investors don't win unless the entrepreneur does, so it's a ride we have to take together, and the more educational and support services we can offer, the better everybody does.
And give us some examples of what those educational services are.
We start out our process with actually what we call a boot camp, and actually even before that we have an entrepreneurial open evening, which we actually just started this piece of the process recently. Which basically educates somebody on what the expectation setting requirements are. So our process definitely has components to it that that allow an early stage entrepreneur to get the support services he needs, the resources, the capital, and a variety of other pieces as it goes down through the development process. Our open evening kind of explores, what the expectations of investors are going to be and what the expectations of an entrepreneur coming in to present need to be in order to be successful. The boot camp, which is a full day, total immersion educational component focused on both the entrepreneurial ecosystem as it stands, the structure of what investors look for, and the expectations of scalability, and then really kind of dives deeper into the legalities of the structure, the deal, the type of entity a company may want to have, and then going forward to the end of the day is really focused on what it takes to present successfully in front of an investor.
Well, give us an idea from the last boot camp. What were some of the companies that came? I don't need names for confidentiality reasons, but the industries that they were in, the types of companies that were there.
Yeah, in the last couple of boot camps, we've had a company that's working on a very specific battery technology for electric vehicles. We've had a company come in with an extremely innovative medical device technology specific to quantitating data that has never been quantitated before, actually the sense of touch. And and we've had companies in the wind power, wind turbine companies come through, educational software systems, so a variety of different industries.
So it's fair to say that you're on the leading edge, where these industries are all leading edge industries, something that we're not going to see necessarily today, but 5-10 years down the road are going to be instrumental in our business lives.
A little of both. I mean, we're seeing companies that are right now performing and are looking for expansion capital, all the way to companies that are working on bleeding edge technology that is going to be a few years down the road, but has application that's clear and has validation in the market.
Yeah, we're talking to Bill Barber, everybody. He is the head of the Southern California chapter of Maverick Angels. And I just want to tease the audience. We've got to go away for a short break here, Bill. But when we come back, I'm going to want your answer to this. Obviously, angel investing is all about the investment and return on the investment. For the money that I put in, I want a certain multiple of money back. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, what sorts of multiples, what sorts of return on investment do your angel investors in Maverick Angels look for? So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll be right back.
angel came down.
Hi, this is Billy the Brain. Welcome back to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're heard every day here on KKZZ AM 1400 from 10 to 11 o'clock or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. Interestingly enough, you can also find all of the back issues of all of the interviews that we've done up on the website brainstormingonline.com. Our theme today is Rolling with the Punches, and my special guest in studio is Bill Barber. He is the head of the Southern California chapter of Maverick Angels. They are an angel investment firm, and angel investors are always looking for a return on their money, Bill. And we teased the audience before going away to commercial that we're going to ask you, what sort of multiples are investors looking for when they make an investment in one of these startup companies?
Yeah, another good question. That's one of those things that varies wildly. I mean, I think that we have some kind of typical expectations, which are not unlike what you might see in a venture capital type of scenario. So everybody likes to think of a home run being a 10x return on something of that.
So for every dollar I put in, I get $10 back.
Right.
Put in $1 million, I get $10 million back.
Yeah, a 20x return, obviously major home run. The in this day and age, and based on historically the last couple of years, a 2x return is a great return. We are looking for multiples. I mean, that is kind of the key to this type of risk reward scenario. So we do want to see a multiple. The expectation is for multiples on the return.
All right. So
2x, 3x in 3 years, 5x in 5 years. It's really kind of hard to generalize, but that's kind of where the mentality sits.
All right. You cut me off at the pass because that was the next question I was going to ask
you,
which is what's the time frame? Yeah. Because, 2x in 2 months would be great.
That'd be nice.
For me. I'd be very happy with that kind of return. 10x in 100 years, probably not such a great
exactly.
return. So it all depends on the time frame. All right. The big thing about investing in any startup company is you probably don't want to own that company forever. You need what's called an exit strategy to get out of the company so you can cash in your chips and make the money, the 10x that you were just talking about a moment ago. So as far as Maverick Angels goes, and you're advising both investors and startup companies, what do you tell them about the exit strategy? How do you position that? How do you set that up for them?
There's a very long answer for that, but I'll try to come up with a short one. Exits are good. The idea is that there are a couple of different types of exits that you can look for. There's obviously the ones that people hear about, the initial public offering or the IPO. It's been pretty rare in the last 5 to 10 years to see something like that happen. An acquisition is pretty much the typical viewpoint that people are looking for. That's typical expectation is to look for an acquisition. So that means a larger company or a more capable company is paying you cash and or stock or something of that nature to acquire the shares of your company.
And in fact, that's what happened to you. You were the CEO of DVD Play. You were acquired. You were the CEO of Displaytronics. You were acquired. You were CEO of Isometrics. Don't know if you were acquired from that, but that has been your history. So IPO, acquisition, what other options are there?
Well, there's clearly cash flow. I mean, cash flow is a good ROI. It's not what you'd think of as being an exit, which I actually don't like the term exit. I like the term ROI, which is to basically say that whatever path you're heading down, there's a return on the investment. There's a return to the investors. There's a way to get your cash out with a reasonable return in a reasonable amount of time. Dividends and profit sharing, those are two of my favorites. That means you've got a going concern. It's making a lot of money. In some ways, the investors are able to share in that success. But it's also one of those rarities that you see in an early stage company because typically that profit's being recycled back into the growth of that company. If it's successful, you want it to continue on that path. So that's somewhat rare to see that as what you would think of as an exit, but it could be a nice ROI, and we're actually seeing that in a couple of deals right now.
Oh, that's very good. Now, all of this sounds pretty exciting. I mean, I'm listening to you talk. I'm actually excited about Maverick Angels because it's a club, as you said at the outset. So you have members, and you're looking for new members all the time. If I wanted to become a member of Maverick Angels, how would I go about doing that besides having the minimum requirements that you discussed earlier?
Yeah, that's one of the other pieces that really sets Maverick apart. We have a structural methodology for bringing people in. It's certainly you have to qualify to start with, but then it's really a matter of making sure that our members are a fit for the group. It starts on our website, which is maverickangels.com. And then essentially it's a, you know, it's personal meetings with various members that are currently in our membership committee. And we decide if it's a fit for the group, if an investor can be an active member inside of our group. And active has a couple of different definitions. One is active from the investment perspective. And then active is also, actively participating in the process pieces inside of our group as well. So those are both very important. But also, it's got to be a fit. Everybody in our group, gets along extremely well. It's a wonderful mix of intelligence from a variety of different historical backgrounds, from different industries, from marketing to, you know, to scientific and.
So is there a membership committee, Bill?
There is a membership committee.
I have to be approved. I could get blackballed in that whole scenario.
I wouldn't say blackballed, but yeah, we do have an interview process, and that interview, the end result of that is essentially a very nice dinner. Where the membership committee, at least 10 of our members, will get together with the new member potential, really dig into the historical background that got him to the point of being him or her, got them to the point of being an investor, and we vote.
Okay. Now, yeah. Are there club jackets?
There's a club binder, yeah.
Club so binder is close, what you yes. get. So for your money, you get a binder.
That's
very good.
That's right. And a right to invest and the right to spend more money.
And again, just so people who might be tuning in late, as an angel investor, you are not pooling the money. You're not taking everybody's money, putting it into a pool, and then investing it in a company. You're directing me, Billy the Brain. You go and you pick a company that you want to invest in that meets our criteria.
Yeah, we're helping to reduce the risk by ganging the intelligence in what's called the diligence process, or the due diligence on a company. So that all the functional components of a successful company are shown to be in place. And by bringing together the group, we can group that intelligence. We have certain meetings where entrepreneurs are able to come out and present to that group. We can gain the intelligence in the room and ask the appropriate questions to either support or get a better understanding where the gaps are in a particular company. If we can help, we can help. And if it's a good investment, we'll make independent decisions, but based on collaboration through both our meetings and then a software system that we've put in place specifically to collaborate online with some of those diligence elements.
Okay. Now,
so those process pieces are really what make it successful.
Now, for many of our listeners that are out there, maybe they don't want to become angel investors themselves, but I bet there are a lot of people out there that are interested in accessing Maverick Angels. How would they go about doing that?
Yeah, once again, starts on the website, maverickangels.com, and we have a variety of different tabs focused on answering questions in different spaces there, either as an investor or as an entrepreneur.
Okay, all right. And so, again, for people who didn't hear it before, the website address is?
Yeah, maverickangels.com, www.maverickangels.com. With an S at the end, maverickangels.com.
All right, Bill. We're talking to Bill Barber, everybody. We've only got a minute left. I have to ask you, of all the companies that you've invested in, that you've been associated with, Maverick Angels, and on your own, what has been the most surprising company that you've invested in that's gone on to success?
Well, we have a couple of different companies that are what I would kind of call on the road to success and that are looking very good, and one of them is actually here in Ventura County, actually Santa Barbara County right now, but we'll be moving into Ventura County. That's Continental Wind Power, great company that looks to have promise to not only bring quite a few jobs into this area, but it's actually one of the few companies I look at and say this has an IPO potential very soon. And so that's looking very promising.
Oh, that's great. And I love that you said it's on the road to success, because that's going to be a natural lead into my next guest, who will be talking on the On the Road series
with
Bob
Hopes.
Yeah, it was very good. We're talking to Bill Barber, everybody. He is the head poopah of the Southern California chapter of Maverick Angels. Their website, maverickangels.com. Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming into the studio, being my guest today.
A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it was.